Mary, M-A-R-Y, Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D-S. Date is for 3-3-1. Date of birth is 7-16-53. Mary is a 72-year-old woman seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Period. Mary is currently in her fourth benefit period from 1/12/2026 to 3/12/2026. Period. The face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. New paragraph. Mary is currently on hospice with history of CVA, right-sided weakness, congestive heart failure, COPD, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, hypertension. Period. First thing I noticed is that she definitely lost weight. Family thinks about 4 or 5 pounds. Period. Her MAC has been declining from 27 to 26.5 centimeter today. Period. Her blood pressure is much better today. Her blood sugars have been going too low. Today, patient was seen by the hospice nurse as well, and they stopped her glyburide. Period. She's not requiring very much. Furoset and has not been in the emergency room. She has not been in the emergency room very much regarding her headache, period. Patient also has a history of dementia. That puts her at a FASD score of 6E, period. Blood pressure, to be exact, was 158 over 88. Pulse of 71 over two side was 99%, period. Patient lives with her son, who's asking about Meals on Wheels, which I'm going to ask the hospice social worker to address, period. She still requires help with all ADL, 6 out of 7. She's still sleeping about 10 to 12 hours a day. Her PPS is now at 40%. She continues to have with dysarthric speech, and decline in her MAC makes her very much a candidate for hospice, along with continuation decline, functional and mental cognition makes her a candidate for continuation of hospice at home, period. She also has a history of diplopia, dizziness, dysphagia related to her stroke, period. Patient is not requiring oxygen at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely with less than 6 months to live. Patient has orthopnea, PND, requires two pillows to sleep on, and epidural edema, mild, most likely related to her chronic congestive heart failure. Thank you.